Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is your 60-second COVID-19 update on WEEI.
I'm Danielle Murr with your 9 a.m. COVID-19 update. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits decreased to 1.9 million for the last week of May. That's the fewest since the coronavirus pandemic started back in March. It is thought to be a bit of a sign that the economy is no longer in free fall. However, economic recovery is going to be difficult. Concerns about COVID-19 transmission in some areas are on the rise due to protests in the wake of the George Floyd death. One protester in Columbus, Ohio, tested positive, and authorities there are recommending others monitor themselves for symptoms. At least 70 testing sites have been closed across the U.S. due to vandalism and civil unrest. And Japan is looking at ways to simplify the 2021 Olympic Games in order to avoid complete cancellation. Among the ideas suggested, having fewer spectators and mandating tests. WEI is helping Boston stay connected. For more, visit radio.com/stayconnected. Your next update comes at 11 a.m. on WEI.
Subaru Summer is going on now. Details are at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Since the beginning of time, man has asked, what the hell is she thinking?
Okay, she's crazy. Lucky for us, I know how to talk to crazy.
It's time to peer inside the warped female brain.
When God created women, he should have supplied a set of instructions.
Here's a 978 text. It says, warped female brain starring Nick. They also included Ken in that. I mean, that's not nice. That is not nice.
This is not a three-way. That's a roast beef
sandwich. You can have a snack later at the McCrack Cafe, pal.
Do you need to explain the concept here, maybe?
I think so, for the people who may not be familiar with the segment.
And I'm not going to say old show because I say that too much. A texter said it should be drink when I say old show. But
drink.
Should you be a man and
Woman?
Should you be failing when it comes to trying to understand what is going on inside the brain of a woman in your life, be her friend, spouse, girlfriend, etc.? You may ask Danielle to help you peer inside the warped female brain. And it's very simple. All you have to do is text your question to the text line, which is 37937, or you could call with your question. All right. Begin with a 781 text.
Mm-hmm.
I met a girl at the start of quarantine.
Okay.
And the two of us really hit it off. Mm-hmm. At least I thought so. Yesterday, she told me that I should have known that this was only a lockdown thing.
Ew.
Is that a thing?
Evidently. It's like cuffing season in the fall. It's like a summer relationship. It's a lockdown relationship.
And that it was over.
Okay.
What's going through her mind if they both hit it off?
All right. Few options. You may have been mistaken in the thought of the hitting it off part going both ways. It's entirely possible that she was hoping to get back together with an ex at some point, but couldn't because of the pandemic, or is waiting for someone better to come along and you were a placeholder. She may be someone who typically meets someone when she goes out, and because we couldn't go out and do anything, she really had no one else. Maybe she's not a dating app person, or maybe she is and just didn't click with anyone there. So you were a placeholder. I'm sorry. You've been kind of friend-zoned in a way, pandemic friend-zoned, if you will, because you provided her with some fawning over and complimenting and an outlet and conversation and a need for human interaction, but you may not have been someone that she would have considered as an actual partner.
617 texts. My gym recently reopened. Why do women do their makeup when going to the gym?
Many women are self-conscious about their looks, their weight, their skin, a lot of things. Some people just feel more comfortable going to the gym in makeup because
that's not a lie.
Some are on the prowl.
They want to be looked at.
Yeah. And then if you look at them, they're going to get mad at you and tell you to mind your own business. It's a catch-22. You can't win. And some women just go to the gym like after they go someplace else. Like I don't like to wear makeup a lot in general. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've gone to the gym before after going to work or going someplace else. And like if I post something on Instagram, people are like, oh, why are you wearing makeup to the gym? I'm like, because I'm not going to take 10 minutes to take it off at home before I go there. Like I'm just going to work out and go home. So a lot of reasons why. But
if your wife asks you to have sex with your mask on, what does she mean?
She's really tired of looking at you, Ken. I mean, text her. No, that could
wait,
be...
Wait, did you just deflate Curtis?
Danielle, you want to answer that or you want Nick to take that one?
Yeah, how about I'll take that one inside the sort of girl brain here in the studio, because I just don't want to wear West Virginia as the crown of sad that some of these other a-holes do.
978 texts. My girlfriend refuses to admit that she watches porn.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, I know she does.
Yeah.
Why would she?
She's probably been shamed for it at some point in her life. Maybe her upbringing, her parent, her family, or her parents shamed her for anything remotely sexual. Maybe they were a really strict household. Maybe she had an ex that was not in, like. Look, there's a big stigma when it comes to women watching porn. Like when I talk about enjoying porn and like you know the videos that I like or the start, like you know I just recently connected with the stepmom stuck under the table on Instagram. What a year, 2020, that I can talk to the star of my favorite porn video on Instagram and we'll talk about plants.
You found her on Instagram?
Yeah, Alexis Fox. So I followed her and I like replied to one of her stories about something and I was like, I'm like, hey, oh no, I tagged her because I did a Q&A on Instagram and
you're
someone
not the
asked
only
her,
one.
It's not right. Yeah, well, that's true. That was the phone that was tagged.
Hey, Alexis, this is Danielle. I'm wondering, when you do the head stuck in the washing machine porn, is your head really stuck?
Right.
I love how you can say, hey, Alexis, play right. EI.
No, but somebody had asked me what my favorite video was, and I said kind of tongue-in-cheek that it was the stepmom stuck under the table one because it was obvious that she could get out. And I tagged her, and she responded, and she followed me back, and, like, she's really big into, like, houseplants and stuff. So we're talking about plants. This is my life, that I'm talking to a porn star about plants.
But are you saying that
women get shamed for liking porn?
By guys?
Yes.
What guy is shaming a woman for
listen,
that?
Listen, it's the Madonna whore syndrome. It's the you know, if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, she's a whore. If a guy sleeps with a lot of women, he's a stud. Please don't get, if you're going to text in the key and lock argument, save it. I've heard it before. But there's a bit of a stigma sometimes around women watching porn, unfortunately.
617 texts. Been dating a girl for 3 months. And she is constantly mentioning her exes. What's the deal with that?
A lot of times people just need that as a cathartic thing because they're...
Well, the guy's not her therapist.
No, I mean, but in a sense that when you're getting to know someone, explaining what you've been through with others or what other people in your life used to do kind of helps craft... you know, an idea of where you've come from. It's also a way very sneakily, or maybe not so, for a woman to lay down the law about things. Like, yeah, my ex used to do this and I hated it. So, and then the part she doesn't say is, so if you do that, or if you ever think of doing that, you might want to change it up or this ain't going to work. It's a warning. It's like a little warning flag.
Here's a texter who said the answer for every one of these questions should be because women are bat ass crazy.
Yeah, but then we won't have a segment if that's the case. That's, so yeah, I got to come up with something. I mean, that's inherent.
603 text, why do you ask for our advice if you're not going to take it?
Because we just want you to reinforce the decision that we've already made that we're going to do.
Yep.
But if,
we want you to answer. We've already made up our minds. It's like when we ask you a question, 98% of the time, we already know the answer. We're just testing you. So it's the same thing with advice. Hey, can you give me, like, so what would you do in this situation? We want you to know that what we're going to do and just say that and be like, oh, yeah, spot on, honey. You're right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Like, we don't give a crap about what you think or what your advice is. You haven't been in, likely you haven't been in that situation. We're probably not going to actually ask you. If we have a need to ask you for advice about a situation on which you're an expert, we're just going to ask you to do that thing. We're not even going to get involved. We're just going to be like, yo, you've done this before. Like, you know, be like, Greg, you're an expert at going to a restaurant during a pandemic. Can you do this for me?
But again,
allegedly.
What's the point of bothering with the ask?
Reassurance. It's the same thing as the, do I look fat in these pants? Do you love me? Are you sure that your mother doesn't hate me? And you haven't liked any of your ex-girlfriend's Instagram pics, right? Well, and then when you say no, I come up with 7 screenshots of recent likes. That's what we do. We're very stable.
Danielle, what do you think about guys that share email accounts with their wives?
I think, and I don't want to direct this at a certain person in the other room. However, most of the time, there are still
people that do that.
I've never worked with one.
Does Ken do that?
Oh, there's definitely meet the Lairds at Gmail.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We have a combined Gmail account. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have separate ones as well. I mean,
really? Then why don't you use that one? Why don't we share a separate one?
You know, Spotify.
Why does she care about what we're talking about here? But no, most of the time, it's pretty much universal that if a guy, because it's very rarely the opposite direction, because a guy would never do this unless he's super insecure, which most of you are. But anyway, most of the time when people have a couple has a shared social media account, somebody effed up. The dude cheated or he was getting messages from his ex-girlfriend. So the new girlfriend was like, nope, guess what? It's going to be blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah for the first name, and then blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah for the last name. There's nothing worse when I see people that I know that have, like, dual social media accounts. Because I have a friend that did it, I want to say about 6 months ago. And she got rid of her old individual account, and then she had a dual account with her boyfriend that she's been with for, I want to say, about a year and a half. And she is not the type of person to ever do something like this. So I was like, why do you guys have a joint Facebook account now? And she's like, his ex-girlfriend like kept sending him nudes all the time on Facebook, so I just had to do it to prove a point. I'm like, okay.
Is it kind of weird that upstairs and downstairs Joe share an email account?
Not at all.
What is the intent on my wife's part when she asked me if I have noticed how much weight she gained over quarantine?
You say, no, honey, you're beautiful. What are you talking about?
No, but what's the intent?
She wants you to reassure her that listen, she's obviously gained weight, right? We all have. Most of us. If you come out of quarantine still looking good, kudos to you. Like, bravo. Like, I've been eating mac and cheese every day, so I'm coming back in that studio Monday with a chair reinforcement. Just get ready for it. But she's obviously feeling self-conscious about herself, and she wants you to reassure her in some way. Now, mind you, this is with the caveat. She's not going to believe you. She knows that she's gained 10 pounds, so she's gonna, or 20 pounds, whatever it might be. She's going to ask you if she looks like she's gained weight, because she's probably going to go back to work, and she's wondering if other people are going to notice. So you can't win in this situation. So just know ahead of time that when this question comes up, you're effed. Because if you say, no, honey, you look great. You look exactly the same. She's going to say, well, I gained 15 pounds, so you clearly haven't been paying attention. Or
you
if you
win.
Say,
there's no way to
you
win.
You can't. Or if you tell her that, you know what, you do look like you may have, maybe a little bit, but you know, you'll lose it quickly. And she'll be like, what? Like, I can't believe you said that. How could you say that to me? I'm actually the same weight I was at the beginning of the pandemic. You can't win.
781 text, my friends invited me to go on a road trip with them. Girlfriend said yes. Now, a day before, she is saying I can't go because it's her BFF's 28th birthday. What's the reasoning there?
Two possibilities. Either her ex is going to be at that birthday party and she needs you to be there so she can show you off. Or you have since amended the guest list for the road trip and the guy that does all the dumb crap every time you've ever hung out with your friends is now going on the trip. Or she just recently found out that he was going on the trip and she's saying, uh-uh. It's like when you open the vault and you get in that point in your relationship where you start telling the seedy stories to your significant other that you should never really share with anyone outside your friend circle. And you're like, yeah, oh my God, I know. Tell me this one time, like Richie and I were in Vegas. You should have seen what he did with this hookah dude. Oh, the ping pong balls. And she's never going to forget that story. So then when you tell her that you're like, they're like, who's going on the trip? You're like, oh, Richie and Connor. And she's like, Richie? You going with Richie? I don't think so.
Why give the permission from the get-go?
Because she probably didn't know that he was going. She probably thought it was with your responsible friends. And then she's like, oh, it's with the towny trash group? No.
617 text. Girl sending me nudes throughout quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're coming out of
you're not hitting
lockout.
Nope.
Well, that's the issue is
you're not.
He asked her on a date and she said she basically laughed. I don't.
You're a place filler. You were a place filler to compliment her.
A place filler for sending nudes?
Yes.
How did I miss this period in history?
They're not.
I'm so sorry I missed it too.
Greg, those are not new nudes. Those are recycled nudes. Those are the.
Oh,
people have classes of nudes. So you have
recycled
like
nudes.
You've got the time. That's why you always have to check the metadata on the photos and like check the date. Like I've done this. Like I had a guy send me years ago a picture and it was like a fully clothed picture, but it was like him at work. And I'm like, oh, send me a picture of you in like whatever. And he sent me the picture and I'm like, why did you just send me a 3-year-old photo? What was that? So you have classes of nudes. You've got your top upper echelon nudes that are like the. Wow, like when you show your girlfriends when you want to impress them, you're like, look at this. Right, how good does it look in that picture? Look at the lighting. And then you have the second tier nudes, which are like the best of the rest. Those are the ones that you recycle and you will feel comfortable because you've already sent them to enough guys and there's no facial identifying features. So you're like, okay, I'm enough in convo with this guy and he's flattering me. Maybe we're sexting a little bit. We're going back and forth. And then you're like, oh, here's some nudes. Those nudes have already been seen by plenty of dudes and they've had things done to them. So they're not fresh.
This one involves technology. So I won't understand it, but you might.
Okay.
But
you definitely won't.
8828 text.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of nudes,
yep.
Been dating a girl for 3 months. She recently sent me the first one, but it was an airdrop photo that she texted to me.
Could she have airdropped it to you if you weren't near her?
It looks like it was texted to him.
Yeah.
But says airdrop or something like
that?
Did she screenshot it?
I don't understand.
I guess he's wondering if it had been airdropped to somebody else and then it was one of the recycled ones that you're talking about.
I would need more clarification because maybe I'm wrong about this, but I always thought like airdrop, you had to be like right like in the vicinity, the close vicinity of the person so that your phone's linked up and then you would just airdrop it to the other iPhone. They would accept it. I don't think you can do that from a distance.
Can you address this text from a main listener?
Yes.
Danielle.
It was Greg, yes.
Danielle, you come off as a psycho during these bits, and the scary part is you sound proud of it. Well, yes. I mean, that's kind of...
Do you really think this would be a fun segment if I sat there and got all gentle about why the girl doesn't want to talk to you and meet up with you after quarantine? Like, try to play along, texter.
If you were normal.
Let's go, Maine.
Yes. All right.
You know what it is? It's not me. This is the collective, because I don't really feel this way about a lot of this stuff. Like, personally, I would never do a lot of these things. Have I in the past?
Well,
absolutely.
You're explaining why they're doing
it. Exactly, because I have enough psycho female friends and have enough male friends from whom I've heard horror stories about faked ultrasounds and things like that, that I know what women do and I know what their intention is. You know, when I go to brunch or Kowloon or wherever else with my friends and we sit there over drinks and talk and tell stories, you hear about this stuff. And you know what the intention is. And you know, women can be, listen, everybody can be manipulative, but women excel at it. Guys are just dumb sometimes.
All right, final thing, pro tip here.
Yes.
From a 678 texter.
Is that even real?
make them send a nude with a newspaper clipping like the hostages do.
Right, yeah. We're going to have a newspaper clipping. You can Photoshop
that's
that in.
That's really, see, that's the problem. That's sexy. Everything can be Photoshopped.
So right? Send a nude with a Bradford story next week.
It's a great idea, Curtis.
I think Bradfo gets a lot of nudes.
Oh, man.
You should see the mashup.
All I do is get nudes all day long. Nothing but nudes. Sadly, it's mostly guys that are getting out of their uniform after a seven-inning start at Fenway.
What was the highlight of the trip yesterday? How long did you stay on the beach?
2 hours.
Wow. 2 hours.
It was a long
trip. 8 minutes, that's a lie.
But
a lot of people there?
It was nice because
you went to Crane, right?
We went to Crane and they legislate us. You have to apply ahead of time for a day pass, so it's pretty restricted. There could have been more people. I think on a weekday, it's good. I don't know if like weekends.
You'd be terrified.
You know what? You want to really scare me?
Yeah.
Was we were like 12 feet apart, it's not bad. But then when people like spray the lotion and it starts to come into your space or like
What do you mean the
suntan
spray?
Lotion.
What do you mean? So
or
somebody
like
is spraying.
Frisbee comes into your space and then you're like, oh, here we go.
Why don't you bring lube to the beach?
You're saying.
Divine Nine.
You were in fear when someone else on the beach was spraying their suntan lotion and it came toward you? Do you think it's grabbing off of them and then coming on to you?
Things you're not prepared for coming into your space. Like COVID, it feels safe, and then
it's riding the copper tone. It's riding along with the Hawaiian tropics.
Yes, Ken is petrified of a day on the banana boat.
Bet you $50 that Ken uses NOAD.
Well, that was secondhand COVID. That's what Ken is concerned about.
Contact COVID.
No, what's the name of that super expensive? Is it Blue Iguana, the super expensive all natural Australian sunblock, Danielle? Like,
no idea.
Yeah. I think that's the one that came.
They only sell it in Newton.
But the restrooms were open, like full go open. And it, man, is that scary. We want to know part of that. I mean, I'm sure they clean it as best they can, but oh, man.
I never suntan lotion, I never buy new. I have some left from a period of time when Amy, the caller earlier, was in grade school. And it's probably outlasted it. But you understand that it can't, like, spraying, like, you don't have
You're
to live in
the
fear.
Air. It's How pushing live- the air, like, if it's.
It's
so is farting, Ken.
How do you go through life living in absolute terror and fear? So 2 hours.
I felt like coming out of like I'd been prisoner. Like you have to mentally adjust. It's like post traumatic stress. You know.
Is it like coming inside after a sunny day and you can't see for a while?
Yeah.
All right. Danielle, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Right now, Ken and What is Trending.
Miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership is open to everyone that lives, works, and goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties.
Quick question from a texter.
Yeah.
Mask on the beach?
We took them off once we were settled.
Okay.
And put them in plastic Ziploc bags.
Oh, once the picnic blanket was out?
Yeah, picnic blanket was out.
Okay.
Had the sun umbrella up.
Yep.
Beautiful. I can understand why people would want to live in that area just for the sake of going to Crane Beach. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
Can you understand why people want to live? That too? You know that part? Aww. Live?
Yes. And
yes.
Were there
enjoy life. Get out.
Phase two is Monday. Just hang in there.
Were there any Drew Brees jerseys at the beach?
There were not. He has apologized today. That is the major trend in the sports world. How many words is this post, Fitzy? This has got to be like a couple thousand. I don't know. 1,000?
Ballpark, 750.
Some people are taking umbrage with the what appears to be stock photo of the black and white arm locked in solidarity there that it was like not a sincere photo that was,
What?
I don't know. I've seen some reaction
to
that. Like,
to
find a better photo.
He's supposed to have a piece of art commissioned for his Instagram post.
I saw a Twitter handle suggest that he should have used like that bicep-laden photo of Apollo Creed and Rocky doing like the high five together in Rocky 3.
Can we just read the words and judge the words, not the photo that's along with it on Instagram?
But the question would be, is it a heartfelt apology? But it certainly is a lengthy apology to his friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, the NFL community, and anyone hurt by comments yesterday. And, there was a report that they had a Zoom call last night, right, the Saints? So maybe some of this was hashed out there. More on this with Nate Burleson. He'll join Dale's off today, but Wiggy in with Keith, 10:30. Wiggy's former teammate, Nate Burleson, joining that show. NBA on track today, 12:30. They are expected to approve a 22-team format for a return to play. So a lot happening in June now, Hillman. We've got the PGA Tour, June 11th. MLB is, of course, the outlier here, but we're going to have hockey practices back and then trending up to a league. We've got MLS training in June beginning. Belmont Stakes is June 20th. It's going to come. Hang in there. Stay optimistic. You're very down this morning about the state of the of our society, but
Assuming that on Saturday our governor is going to step up to the podium and say everything is open. Welcome to Massachusetts. I mean, we've spent, I'm imagining that we spent a considerable amount of money on the Dennis Leary commercial, which I don't know if anybody has seen that or not.
Have not.
Kind of an inspirational television commercial, which says that Massachusetts will be back better than ever when we get to phase five, when we get to balls deep.
And is Dennis Leary building a new forest in it, or what is he doing?
He's just voicing it, but I mean, it really, it gets you all pumped up. You're on the couch, and all of a sudden you jump right up, and you're like, Massachusetts is coming back. I don't know when. Nobody can tell me when that's going to happen, but it is.
And then you sit right back down.
And then you sit right back down.
Wow. Yeah,
and figure out what's left on Netflix. All right, Ken, thank you. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got no time.
On the reopening, I signed an executive order on Monday that allows businesses to prepare to reopen in phase two. As a reminder, our public health experts will be monitoring health data all week to determine when we can start phase two, and we plan to be here with you on Saturday to detail the results and when phase two would start. We know that businesses are eager to prepare for reopening, and families are looking for guidance on services like childcare and summer camps.
Saturday is D-Day, right? We get to finally figure out where we're going to be able to go and when your gym is going to open up. Did the gym get moved to phase two, Danielle?
They moved outdoor fitness classes up a phase, and I think they also moved personal training up. But as far as like big gyms, I think that's still the end of the month.
You're kidding me.
I think. I mean, I'm dying. I wish they would reopen.
You can't go to a freaking gym.
Until the end of the day.
I mean, Greg, calm down. You seem really outraged.
Man, this has really affected psychologically.
I got to get back on the Peloton.
The Twitter police now is going after Drew Brees for his image selection that he chose with the interlocked white and black hands.
Does Curtis listen to the show?
No.
What happened?
We had a discussion for a good 2-3 minutes during training.
I was tuned out reading Sean Gentile's tweets.
Hey, Boomer, do you think this is going to be Ragnarok?
2020, how are you?
Has Nick lived in New York?
Okay. Listen, Curtis is like everybody else. They nod off during Ken's trending. I mean, it happens.
Not only that, just derailed the phase talk. We were in the middle of good phase talk. That would not have been a good
interruption. We haven't covered the effing phases enough. Jesus.
Curtis is losing it. Yep. Losing it.
That's it.
Toast. Absolute.
Yeah, Greg is outraged about gyms being closed.
All right, nice reset.
He's even given up the salads, it looks like.
Whatever happened with the guy in Oxford who was on the show? Did he stay open the whole time?
I don't know.
There was no follow-up on that. I want to know if that guy would end up paying the fines or staying open. And I'm surprised, to be honest, with the addiction to physical fitness, mm-hmm. that more gyms have not just opened up on their own.
I'm shocked, too.
I'm really surprised. I am really surprised.
Rogue Fitness?
Yeah. Because people...
Dale loves Rogue.
People are, you know, desperate to get back into their gym.
Yes. I
mean, more so maybe than... getting a haircut or whatever you want to mani-pedi or whatever.
I could give a crap about all the other personal care stuff. If I could go back to the gym, I would be psyched. Even from the mental clarity standpoint.
But don't you have like a fitness center at your place?
I have a decently equipped home gym, but it's not the same. Because I'm here, there's distractions. It's like, if I can actually go to the gym, I can get into a certain mindset. If I go to the gym with other people, like if I go to like TPS in Malden, which is like more of a powerlifting angle, I can be around people that are doing the same thing. They're cheering you on. They're coaching you. It's a whole thing.
Her squirrels have a tiny little replica gym.
They do.
With like little treadmills. Mm-hmm. And
they're buff as hell. Did you see it? They're lifting like 2 ounce plates.
Squirrels.
They're huge.
You ever figure out how much money you've blown on building things for animals? Like that,
so much
that
money.
Squirrel.
So much money.
That weird. And I don't think those squirrels, you on your Instagram yesterday, there were like 5 of them jammed into like a box or something. I don't think they like that. Don't they like to be running free and roaming out in the wild?
Yeah, when they're old enough, they will be. But for right now, they like to have a house to sleep. Greg, animals often build nests. Not sure if you're aware of this. So that's basically a covered nest.
But do 5 of them really want to be in the same tiny little...
7 of them will be in there now. There just happen to be 2 others running around. They like... Squirrels, real quick, because I know we're probably up against some kind of clock.
No,
squirrels, when they're out in the wild, will often kind of be on their own. And set up their own nests. They don't like run in packs, so to speak. But when they're younger, they do better as a group collectively. So they like to hang out with other squirrels.
Curtis, are you awake?
And when it's cold.
The texter says Curtis isn't listening because he's furiously trying to find things to back up his skewed view of the world.
These tweets today are just... This guy, Andrew Brandt, former GM in the NFL, is saying now that instead of nebulous PR statements, NFL teams should encourage players to use Kaepernick-style protests next year. Like,
the NFL
trying to out-PC everyone now.
So the NFL should do that.
Yeah, tell people, take a knee for the anthem. That would go over phenomenally with half their fan base, at least. Like, idiotic.
So what do you think they're going to do? Do you still think that would be an issue for half of the fan base of the NFL? In light of everything. In light of being enlightened, do you still think that would be a major issue for a good portion of the fan base?
On the social media avenues that we currently have, as in Twitter and others, I don't think it would be the loudest reaction, but there would be people Ken's dad's age or like 50 to 70-year-old diehard Republican fans of football. There would be a large portion of that base that would
there's
be turned
some
off.
People. This surprises me, but it shouldn't. And I used to talk about my buddy Joe Belinsky on the old show, but huge football fan, huge Steelers fan, has not come back to the NFL since. Now you're talking
3 years.
Yes.
Wow.
3 years. 3 years because of that. So but how is the NFL going to make any kind of a stance whatsoever when it comes to the anthem this go round, based on what you saw over the last 18 hours with Drew Brees?
Because this fall, Greg, it is going to be an election, and this is going to be weaponized by both sides. The bases of both parties are going to be riled up using the kneeling or non-kneeling as talking points for their bases.
All the more reason Belichick needs to come out and address this subject and get in front of it and unify his team on the field.
How does that happen? What does Belichick do?
They locked arms and some of them kneeled in 2017. Did that derail the Patriots franchise? I didn't see people bailing out of fandom because of the one game.
Yeah, they lost without Butler in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
That
was the, and that concludes another episode of Terrible Pivots with Ken and Curtis.
508
call him.
508 text.
I'm on it.
I'm done. This texter, Curtis is correct. I'm done if this goes on again this season. Hmm. You're done?
Could have just stopped it. Correct.
It's
Curtis.
I mean, I am so desperate for sports. I don't know that there's much that could go on during it that would make me not want to watch.
But picture this, Greg. Donald Trump restarts his rallies in August, right? He can finally have groups gather en masse in a big, you know, downtown huge stadium. And he's there, and he's talking about kneeling versus not kneeling, saying Americans stand for the flag. It will be the number one talker this fall.
This is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
Hey, what's going on? What's up?
Special hello to Danielle. You're gorgeous.
Thank you, buddy.
I have a couple of points I'd like to make, please.
Yes.
First one is, if I were an athlete, Brady, Belichick, any one of those guys, I'm going to be honest again, I would just say, I'm sorry, I have no comment on the subject. I can't speak about it. Because no matter what you say, I don't care if it's negative or positive, they're going to spin it in a negative aspect, and you're going to be putting your foot in your mouth. It's going to be twisted completely. Doesn't matter what he says, who says it, it's going to be taken out of context.
Well, a lot of pressure, though, like a lot of pressure on Tom Brady specifically to comment.
So, yeah, I would be like, who's the gentleman that played for Seattle? Lynch. He just said, he used to say no comment. I'm sorry, I don't want to get, you know, fined, but I don't have a comment. Yeah. And on another note, I come from a military family. I'm a 7-year veteran in Vietnam War myself. Uh-huh. My son-in-law is a 17-year veteran. He's a master sergeant in the service corps. And, look, I respect the flag. I serve. But if I'm at a sporting event and I'm standing up with my hand over my heart while saluting, that's my take. I don't care if you're next to me and you're sitting or you're kneeling or whatever. I will respect your feelings. But don't expect me to, in other words, don't criticize me for standing and doing what I'm doing. I should have the right to do what I want to do the same way you have the right, because I fought for that right, and I fought for your right. If you're in another country, Russia, Czechoslovakia, Germany, you try standing at a national anthem and find out what happens here. You get dragged out of there by the nape of your neck because
But we're not in another country. So
that's right, we're not, and that's why you have the freedom to express yourself the way you do.
All right.
You don't have the right to push that on me, but you have the right to express yourself in the way you want to express yourself. Yep.
All right, thank you. Curtis, what are you
Curtis is just, he's now at nukebiden.com. He's saying,
who accomplishes more work on the computer during the program, you or Nick?
Nick.
Oh, typing again today.
Definitely. I multitask while still listening to the things that Curtis say while trying to keep my blood from boiling out of my well-maintained pores.
Nick gets 5 WEEI.com columns written during the first break.
He sure does. It's great. I really wish Curtis was more like him. Top 5 Curtises, by the way. 1, Sliwa from the Hell's Angels. 2, Chet. Man, what a head of hair on that guy. Coming in at number 97, Chris Curtis. If he would stop tearing asunder the website that I work on.
No Jamie Lee?
Oh, man. How about that rack that she showed in Trading Places? I'd like to trade places with Dan Aykroyd in that scene.
What about Chad Curtis with talking about Pete Rose with Jim Gray?
He's written like 5 things that Saints fans say segments during the show today.
By the way, your cohort on that thing was flipping out on me on Twitter a couple weeks ago.
What, was he?
Very sensitive.
What, his co-host?
Yeah, he was like...
He was mad at you?
I tweeted a picture of myself, 500 pounds, giggling next to Bobby Orr, mm-hmm. saying that Bobby Orr was always kind to special needs kids. Like,
yeah.
I'm special needs.
Right.
Self-deprecating humor.
You cannot do that.
You can't go down the special needs road.
You can't go down that road. Dude.
I thought a comedian might get it.
He's not a comedian. He's a postman.
He's an actor.
No.
He and Fitzy have combined bubbles. They're not like cohabitating.
We don't do the special needs. The Danielle. I know. I got. I know. I know Squirrelstress has my back on this one.
I
don't do the special needs thing.
I am legitimately special needs. These
Curtis, Curtis, off right now. This is going in such a bad direction.
Literally, Curtis, all you have to do is not say that again for 8 minutes and 23 seconds, and you'll still be able to come back to this godforsaken.
Please post an Instagram apology right now.
Yep. The Squirrelstress? Is that what you're calling? Is that what you're calling her now? That doesn't seem very respectful either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do you hate the South and animal rights people?
Do you want to know more that I hate? No. Or should I put that in another one of my little videos?
B.
A vignette. A video vignette.
A video. Is that what we call them? The 60 seconds or less one?
What life was like in Brooklyn? Coming up next.
Listen, I think we have
It was great before it decided to go to war with itself.
I believe we have to take a break, but the crossover's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Wake up, baby.
Tell your friends.
I love it.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Say trees are green. Red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wiggs is here for the crossover, which is brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Hey, Wiggs.
What is good?
What's going on?
Ah, man, I told you, I said it yesterday, Black Twitter was coming for Drew Brees. He's public enemy number one.
Yeah.
They came for him. He deserved it, though. Everything he said, they came for him for the right reasons.
Meaning that he expressed an opinion which is offensive.
Yeah, he knew exactly. Yeah, of course.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Drew Brees is what, 41 years old? He's been playing in the National Football League for a long time. He's been playing football for a long time. He's been around a lot of black people for plenty of years. He was in the NFL during the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. So he knew exactly what he was saying in that when he made those comments yesterday.
You think his intent was malicious?
His intent was, here's America. You should be happy about that. And if you're going to protest, don't kneel during the national anthem. Because if you do, I don't agree with anything that you say because you're disrespecting the flag. And the thing was, like, Drew, America treats you differently than it treats me. So that's why I'm disappointed in America. So that's why I'm kneeling during this national anthem, because I'm not getting the same respect that you're getting. And he completely can't. If he can't see that, then he's either dumb, naive, or he's just like, yo, I don't want to see it.
Hey, wait, you have a question. Why doesn't LeBron James kneel during the anthem?
I heard this one, huh?
No, why doesn't he kneel during the anthem?
Well, you don't have to. I'm not saying you got to. I don't. I wouldn't.
But wouldn't that be a big sign?
If you were playing today, would you?
No, I wouldn't, right?
Okay.
And I have said that before. I wouldn't kneel during the national anthem.
Why?
Because for me, I got people, family that are that served in the military, and so I wouldn't do that, right? But that's me. But I wouldn't then look at somebody and go, oh, you're disrespecting the flag because you're doing it. I understand why.
But you're not doing it. I'm reading into what you're saying. You can clarify. You're not doing it because you feel it would be disrespectful to people that you have in your family.
No. It's just my belief not to kneel. Right. I would then protest in a different way. I would then use my platform before and after games with the media. But that's just me. But I wouldn't then judge you and look at you and say you are disrespecting the flag. Respecting the flag is when you burn it, you're cleaning your shoes on it, that type of stuff.
But you're not doing it because it would, in your mind, be disrespectful to your family members that have served the country.
No, I just said...
And you'd have a hard time getting up with those knees of yours.
No, I said that I wouldn't do it is because this is what I choose not to do.
I know, but why do you choose not to do it? And you said because you had family who served in the military.
Right, just because I have family. Not because it's disrespectful for them. It's just this is what I would do.
I know, but you brought up military when you were asked about this. So obviously you connote that you connotate the two with the flag.
But I understand that. But my point is that... I can understand why people would then do it. See, the problem
is... So what's Drew Brees' problem? He said he doesn't respect people who don't respect the flag.
He said he doesn't agree with anybody who disrespects the flag.
Correct.
Right? That's what he said. So his basic thing was, so for a guy like Colin Kaepernick who said, you know, I'm not doing this to disrespect the flag, right? And if you're taking it that way, I'm sorry, but the message is not to disrespect the flag.
Just highlighting injustice.
That's it. This is why I'm doing it, right? And so, okay, I can understand.
Did he say, I'm sorry if you're taking it that way?
I don't know if he said that.
No.
I don't know if that's what you mean, Colin Kaepernick.
I don't know if he
said those exact words, but his thing was, you know, I'm doing this because America is the greatest country in the world, right? But we're not treated equally. So this is why I'm doing this. Here's the platform. I'm doing it against a lot of things, not just police brutality, but a lot of the way that we get treated here in America as black people, right? And so, okay, if you understand that, and maybe you don't agree with it, and you say, okay, I'm not going to, I don't agree with you kneeling during the national anthem because I don't agree with that situation. That's one thing. But when you say, I'm not even going to have a conversation with people because I don't want to hear from you because you're disrespecting the flag. Like Drew Brees got to understand, and he brought up his grandparents. What about all the black grandparents who fought alongside his grandparents when they came back to America? They still had to deal with racism. They weren't able to get, you know, take advantage of the GI Bill, right? They weren't able to, they were getting lynched. They were getting hung from trees. What about those relatives of those black grandparents who had to suffer and had to deal with that. So all he's got to understand that America does not treat black and white people the same. And this is why this whole thing started. So if he can say that and go, listen, I understand. I might not agree with the way you're doing it by nailing, but I do understand why you're mad at America.
So the issue is that he didn't say that he understood.
He
said, I don't agree with it.
And this is, and if you
and
do
so
that,
if,
you're
if
wrong.
If he says in America, mm-hmm. I don't agree with this particular thing.
Right.
That is in your mind, that's racist.
No. But you got to be able to understand, right? His thing was, this is the way it needs to be done.
He didn't say this is the way it needs
but
to
that's,
be done.
But that's the way you come off when you start your sentence. The first thing you start your sentence is, I don't agree with people that disrespect the flag. You then come off as saying the way it needs to be done is everybody stands during the national anthem. If you're doing it that way, then you're wrong.
Well, that's it. And just like the people on Twitter yesterday, whether it was the media members or the mm-hmm. athletes, all in unison yelling at Drew Brees, saying he doesn't have a right to have that opinion.
I don't think anybody said he doesn't have a right to have that opinion.
Oh, my goodness.
What they said is they said that your opinion comes off as you don't really care about what black people are going through
but
in this
why
country.
Why don't we have a conversation? You always talk to me about mm-hmm. we need to have a conversation
right.
as a country. Why is the first inclination to shut him up and push him aside instead of saying, let's open a dialogue about why I believe you're wrong about this?
Well, I don't know who said that.
I mean, but, listen to Malcolm Jenkins. Listen to LeBron
Malcolm
James.
But did you listen to the 4-minute video from Malcolm Jenkins? He mm-hmm. came across as like, bruh, you should understand my pain. Right. My grandparents came and he was getting real. He was real tearful about it. I don't know if you guys played the Malcolm Jenkins.
Well, really part of it. Yeah.
And he was real tearful.
He said he thought that Drew Brees was his friend,
right?
Essentially.
So you should be able to relate to my grandparents coming back to this country and them being lynched when your grandparents came back to this country and they were basically handed an opportunity to be to a prosperous life.
But if you're Malcolm Jenkins, you have Drew Brees' phone number. Why don't you call him instead of placing a video
but
online?
Drew Brees is a grown ass man. He's 41 years old. How does he not know that those words are going to hurt black people?
But can you answer my question? Why?
But answer my question. You treating him like he's 16. He's a grown-ass man.
I'm treating answer him, his question, Curtis.
I'm treating him as a person who has, over the course of his career, had an exemplary record with all of his teammates.
What you're doing is what Drew Brees is doing, right? He's basically, by him saying that, he divides the country more. Because I heard a lot of calls on your thing, now agreeing. Curtis is one now agreeing with, oh, man, look what they're doing to Drew Brees. He believes that this country treats everybody the same, and we should be happy
He never said that.
Listen to me. This is what I'm telling you, what I think he believes from listening to his statements.
You think he's been in Louisiana, in New Orleans, after Katrina, you think he believes that everybody in America has been treated the same?
So then he wouldn't come off then making those statements if he knows he's been in the league and he knows why people were kneeling during the national anthem.
All I've heard about Drew Brees up until yesterday was that he has been as big of a reason why they've had this massive, you know, renaissance in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, all the work he's done in the inner city.
But nobody's knocking him for that.
But you just said he doesn't think there's a difference in the United States. Of course he does.
You wouldn't start your statement by saying, I don't agree with people who nailed during the national anthem. Because if you did see it, you would understand why they'd be nailing.
Well, so, I know he has seen it, and I know he's been a helper and not a divider in New Orleans.
No, but then you would understand, and you would position your statement differently. You would say, I might not agree with it because of the way I see, you know, my grandparents serve, but I can understand why guys are nailing.
Listen, I think as a white dude, you got to try to look at this in a completely different way and try to understand and try.
You want to make a statement. You want to come off as sounding like, okay, do what Patrice Bergeron did, right? Saying, you know, wow, I realize that I've had this privilege because of the color of my skin. And I realize that black people have been treated differently.
And I realize I don't understand.
And I realize
I don't.
Right,
I don't.
Right. Not just, oh, if you're kneeling, then I don't agree with you because you're disrespecting the flag. But why are they nailing Drew?
I want to have these conversations. I just don't know how to start them.
Like, you can't
I feel
have
so,
them, right?
I
you,
feel like so. I don't. Do I just randomly go up and just introduce myself? And like have like what?
Please bring a video crew.
Speaking of which, later on today at EEI.com, top five kneeling. Like, number one, flag kneeling. Two, Kevin kneeling.
The reason why you can't have these conversations is because you.
Because I'm white.
No. It's not because you're white. It's because you can't change people's beliefs. Right? So like Drew Brees, that apology, he believes this. So you're not going to change his mind. Then you got, you know, people like Clay Travis or Curtis. And like I said, Clay Travis has said some good stuff. But these people then come to the defense of Drew Brees. So the mindset is that you're not changing the way they believe, you know, their beliefs. Yeah. It's not happening.
All right. So we are way behind. So we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Dale and Keefe is next.
Yep.
I would like to hear. I'm going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tease. I would like to hear whether you accept the apology of
Drew
Brees and what you think about that.
And we're talking.
Could I hear that next with you and Rich?
You'll find out what I think. And we're talking to Nate Burleson. We'll ask Nate Burleson what he felt. My former teammate works for the NFL Network on what he thinks about the apology.
All right, and you'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. You and Curtis.
Oh, me and Curtis. Yes,
tomorrow morning right off the bat.
I'm thinking of Leeds as the world turns.
All right. Thanks for listening. And Dale and Keefe is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.